In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. The Lord hath made known his salvation, his righteousness. He hath openly showed in the sight of the heathen. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. Amen. As it was in the beginning, is with you. Let us pray. O God, who makest the minds of the faithful to be of one will, Grant unto thy people that their love, which you have commanded and desire, and do promise that among the manifold charges of this world, our hearts may still be fixed to where the true joy is to be found, and that is through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Amen. This morning's confessional reading from Luther's small catechism. As the head of the family should teach them in a very simple way to his household. The Lord's Prayer, together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The introduction. Our Father, who art in heaven, what does this mean? God would by these words tenderly invite us to believe that he is our true Father, and that we are his true children, so that we, with all boldness and confidence, ask him as dear children ask their dear father. A thought just came into my mind when I read this. I go back 30 years ago when I was a pastor in Ogilvie, Minnesota, that's down by Mora. I had a rather large confirmation class that particular year. I don't remember the exact year. But we were going through this article on the Lord's Prayer. And we came to the line that says, all boldness and confidence, we ask him as our dear father, ask their dear father. And this one little boy raised his hand, and he said, my father beats me. How do you respond back to that? And ever since that time, when I read this, I remember that little boy's hand going up, saying, Pastor, my father beats me. That just came to my mind. I thought I would share it with you. This morning's Old Testament, Jeremiah 29, verses 11 through 14. For I know that my thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, are thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away from your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. So far. This morning's epistle, 1 Peter chapter 1. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received ye by the tradition of your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last days for you, who by him do we believe in God, that raised him from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto the unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again not of corrupt seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and the glory of the man as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, falls away. But the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which by his gospel is preached unto you so far. And please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Gospel according to St. John, chapter 16, verses 23 to 30. And in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto have ye not asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, and your joy may be full. These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time has come when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly the Father. At that day you shall ask me, and you shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you that the Father that I will pray to the Father for you. For the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from the Father. I came forth from the Father and am come into this world again. Again I leave this world and I go back to the Father. His disciples said unto him, Lo, now you speak plainly and speakest no proverb. Now are we sure that thou knowest all things, and need not that any man should ask of thee, because by this we believe that you did come forth from God. So far the Holy Gospel. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man. Also for us under Pontius Pilate, he suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together was worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon hymn. Please be seated. Thank you. Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. My theme this morning is Our Faith and Hope Are in God. And it's based upon our epistle reading, and I would like to read the first verse once again of 1 Peter 1. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish, without spot. So far, please be seated. If you remember, during the season of Lent, the scripture readings spoke about the suffering and the death of Christ for our sins. That's what Lent is all about. However, our tendency to view the life and the death of Christ as an event of the past, sometimes we are detached from our lives today as we live. They happened a long time ago, and they are now in the past. This morning's epistle reading makes clear what God has done to redeem us now, that we are now a changed person, a changed people. Holy Scripture talks about today, May 22nd. Historically speaking, there was a time when Jesus lived, died, and rose. But everything about Jesus is planned by God before creation of the world. And we should not consider him to have existed only during the time, the events of his earthly life here on earth, because he always was. He is eternal. St. Peter stresses that God planned these events of our redemption in eternity, not just 2,000 years ago, that God was in his foreknowledge. He saw the evil that would take place, that would come into his creation. Nothing catches God off guard. He saw man willingly listen to the voice of the devil, who suggested that man should do more and would be able to do more if he ate from the tree from which God had forbidden him to eat. And God knew that once man knew evil as well as good, he would have a difficult time resisting evil. In fact, man would prefer evil and would do much better if he had never been born. And recognizing that he had sinned against God, man also hid from God. He did so in the gospel, both he and Adam and Eve. If we were God, we probably would not have even made man or created what is created. But relying on what God has told us in his word, we know that God went ahead with creation and he made man and he made woman. You see, God wanted a creature, if you will, made in his image. A thinking being who could make choices, who would enjoy being with God, who would love God for the sake of God's goodness. Man and woman were created as an expression of God's love. When disobedience and sin came into the world, God knew that man could not take care of his own salvation, could not take care of his own sinfulness. Therefore, God himself dealt with the problem of man's sin. In God's justice, God said that sin had to be punished. It had to be punished with death. But the man who would die would be God, the God-man, Jesus Christ, his son, instead of us. Now, granted, our understanding is limited. But there is no greater truth than this. We are saved by God's actions alone. As the centuries passed by, messengers came forth, saying in a variety of ways, the promise of God will be kept. The Messiah will come. This is God's promises. And St. Paul expressed the same thing when he wrote to the Galatian Christians, when the time had fully come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law. That's us. We were under the law. We are still under the law. Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Mary 2,000 years ago when God decided to fulfill his promise. And during Peter's lifetime, he saw God's plan being accomplished. And he boldly confessed, "You are the Christ. You are the Son of God." And it was John the Baptist who originally pointed to him, to Jesus, and said, "Look, behold the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world." Peter saw the prophecies about the Messiah fulfilled in what Jesus had done. The poor had the gospel preached to them. The lame walked. Jesus forgave sins. He loved all, even the most blatant sinner. Peter himself expressed the love of Jesus Christ, restored after denying him three times. Besides seeing Jesus as the Holy One of God, Peter saw Jesus as the Lamb of God that God provided for the redemption of our souls. Redemption would come, but according to God's plan, and that would be through the shedding of the Lamb's blood. Jesus, the pure, innocent Lamb of God, went to his death on that cross. Peter knew this. He had seen it all happen with his own eyes. He was there, as a matter of fact. But God's plan did not end with Jesus in the grave. His death would satisfy the divine justice. But for Jesus to remain dead would not be the consent of God's will to draw his creatures back to himself. God completed his work by raising Jesus from the dead. And Peter uses the word glorified to show the change in Jesus after his resurrection. Now, during Christ's earthly life, he appeared as a mere man, except he had no sin. He had set aside his glory in order to suffer and die for the salvation of mankind. After his resurrection, he revealed his divine glory. The result of God's plan of redemption is that our faith and our hope are in God, and our sins are forgiven. We are eternally saved. Almighty God loves us with a love that none of us deserve. St. Peter wrote, you were not with the perishable things redeemed, such as silver and gold, but that you were redeemed with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Therefore, we cling to Christ as our Lord and Savior, no matter what happens in our life, no matter how bad things may go. May Almighty God, through God's word and sacrament, keep us in the trusting faith to the very, very end. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen.
Thank you.
pray for our communicants, but first, I'm sure there's a prayer that you would like to extend to God's throne of grace. Let's do so at this moment. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to give rest to their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna, and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting God. But chiefly are we bound to praise thee for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the very Paschal Lamb which was offered for us, and hath taken away the sins of the world, who by his death hath destroyed death, and by his rising again to life again, has restored us to everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Holy, holy, holy,
the Lord God of Sabaoth. Heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. My Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins. Take. Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins. Christ. Shed the remission of your sins. Drink the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins. the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of your sins.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that you would strengthen us the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord be with you. Blessed be the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.
Jesus.